Assalamu alaikum. Half an hour ago, the buses couldn't get through. And in 1 hour's time, from top to bottom, Downing Street will be full of people. I can guarantee it, as will the Israeli embassy. Last night, I heard a spokesperson on that peace-loving mission. Today, I don't even know whether he's still alive. What an injustice. The Green Party has been campaigning for justice for the Palestinians year in, year out, and we do not want it to continue a minute longer than it has. No. I'm going to start with a statement from Caroline Lucas, who apologises she can't be here in person. I strongly condemn this deadly attack on the humanitarian aid convoy. I am deeply shocked by the brutality of the assault, which has left a tens of innocent people dead and wounded. Our thoughts are with the victims and their families. This attack is not only a terrible assault on people's human rights, it is also a serious infringement of the principles of international law. We demand that the UK government condemns it unequivocally. I've written to William Hague, to Nick Clegg and to the Israeli ambassador, and we will be demanding a statement in the House of Commons. The UK government must end its complicit silence over the attack and condemn Israel's murder and piracy in international waters. The Green Party calls on the UK government and the EU to apply serious pressure and lift the ongoing blockade of Gaza, which makes essential humanitarian aid for the population of Gaza virtually impossible to deliver. We also call for the urgent establishment of an international inquiry to shed light on the circumstances of this attack. Now, we already know a few things. This morning I heard no less than five Israeli spokespersons coming out with their sick doublespeak. Danny Danon, Knesset Deputy Speaker, asks himself, am I ashamed of those soldiers? No, these aren't soldiers, they're mass murderers.
Yes!
He continues, we have to look at the facts. Yes, we do have to look at the fact. Mark Ragev, spin doctor, chief in crime.
Oh!
Do you know what he says? The people on the boats are directly responsible for the deaths. Yes, you're right. Your people on the boats are directly responsible for the deaths. Where do all these deputies come from? Deputy, foreign minister, he said there were weapons on board. Well, you can't have it both ways. Were they trying to grab your soldiers' weapons, or did they have weapons on board? Which way around is it? And finally, William Hague has made a statement. He said he deplores the loss of death. What is he talking about? It's not an act of God. These are killings done by armed officers who have invaded a peace mission. It's an absolute disgrace, injustice, and we will not stand for it.
Yeah!